This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Saturday was believed to be the worst single day of violence in Myanmar since a military coup on February 1st, with at least two protesters reportedly killed and many others wounded. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
At least two people have been killed in Myanmar, in the city of Mandalay, in what is believed to be the single bloodiest day of protests against the military coup that happened almost 3 weeks ago. A local volunteer emergency service reported the deaths on Saturday. The ongoing demonstrations have hit several cities, but in Mandalay, the situation escalated. And security forces were confronted by shipyard workers who had gone on strike with other protesters. Some of them fired catapults at police in a cat-and-mouse game through the city streets. Police responded with tear gas and gunfire. Witnesses say they found both rubber bullets and live ammunition on the ground.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's lawyers say they will appeal the decision of a Moscow court that ordered him to pay a fine for defaming a World War II veteran. Earlier, Navalny lost his appeal against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
The Kremlin's most prominent critic, Alexei Navalny, has lost his appeal to be released from prison. A Moscow court on Saturday did shorten his original 3.5-year jail term by 6 weeks. Navalny's arrest and jailing earlier this month for parole violations set off nationwide street protests in Russia. He contends the decision to jail him was politically motivated. He said he had been unable to report to the Moscow prison service last year because he had been convalescing in Germany from the near-fatal poisoning he suffered in Siberia last year.